I said I was going to send you some emails, and now I'm doing it. And you guys are in the field all the time learning stuff, so you can get some of these contacts going on automated. And you can do this to accounts, and you help the customer. And you can send them, I send Louis stuff, Bruce Belden. I send stuff to everybody that I learn, things I know they're into it, and I learn it. So if it's whips and chains you're into, I'll find something about that and send it to you. Okay, nobody's laughing. I better go away from Helen. Let me get under the table here.
Darren?
Darren's gone. He was the only one that lit up over there. What's going on, Darren?
That's what happened to the guard. Perfect time for 10:15.
Okay, 10:15. Let's take a break. 10 minutes, huh? Okay, are there any comments or any questions on anything we've covered so far? Okay, then... I want to make sure everybody knows that by putting this thing on a chart, I'm not saying that you're going to sit in a home or office or whatever and you're not making any calls. This is all supplementary to the making calls and all that sort of thing. So we are going to be out there visiting the customer. As long as the customer will allow us to visit them on a regular basis, we'll be doing that. But we've gotten his permission to send him some stuff. And you can get this thing going where you can have your fax server going. You just send, hey, you got a bunch of different mailing lists. You could have a distributor mailing list, for your fax server. You could have the same thing in email, set that up. And, it's very simple to do those kinds of things. And like I said, I'd be happy to help you get that going if you need some help doing that. Go ahead.
Question is, how long do you think faxing is even going to be used?
Yeah, well, that's, I don't, right, I totally agree. Well, one thing I like about a fax, and I would never send a fax without sending an email, too, because the email's free, But a fax puts a piece of paper out there. I like that. Whereas an email doesn't put a piece of paper out there, and there's a difference. If there's a piece of paper, I got to pick it up. What am I going to do with this piece of paper? There's some possibility you might actually read it and give it to someone else, but a piece of paper requires an action, whereas an email, would spam software and all that kind of stuff. So, most customers that I deal with still have fax machines, and we can send them out, and we do. Go ahead.
Would it be a useful tool to ask? I mean, by sending an email, is it okay? What interests you?
Well, I think you know. The customers don't know, and we don't want to ask a customer, what do you want me to pile on your wagon? It's just, can I put a little piece on your wagon is better. So, and you know to your customer, and you send them what you think is helpful.
I mean, a lot of times, customers don't want to see that shit all the time.
Right.
You're bugging them in an aspect.
Well, that's why you got to ask them. Now, in my own view, a quarterly newsletter is a good idea for any salesperson to send out. One page, quarterly newsletter. Could be longer occasionally, but, it reminds me of the guy that wrote his friend a letter and said, I'm sorry I wrote you a 12-page letter. I didn't have time to write a short one, which, there's a lot of wisdom there because I don't have to think about my thoughts. I just ramble on and on and on. What would you put in your newsletter, Jim?
Basically, whatever the newest thing we have, technology, cutting tool technology.
Okay. All right, Mike, how about you? What would you put in your newsletter to you?
Project results.
Yeah, I mean, you guys...
to align goals with them.
Yeah, what we don't want to do is we don't want to send them all sales bull. We want to give them information that's helpful to them, We're out there in the marketplace. We're learning stuff every day. Now, we got to be careful. We don't tell in our newsletter, Darren over here, he's machining these things, we don't want to give away any trade secrets that we might learn as we're into an account, but we certainly can say things that we've learned that would be of more general knowledge to folks. Things in the newsletter, not too long, but it gets you to the top of their thought. Yes?
Also, I've seen a lot of our distributors do, at least it's good they're doing some of these new sales things, but more something that pertain to our customers. A lot of our distributors are giving them things that they're not even, they might be a milling house and they're giving them the attorney days of rent.
Yeah,
that
right.
That kind of throws us the other way now.
Right.
With secret literature. So, make sure.
Yeah, you don't send somebody something that they won't be useful and then they got to look at it and they get annoyed. Why is he sending me this crap?
I see that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
I email all my distributors and their boss the cost savings each quarter.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And if you could create a website, there's all kinds of companies that create free websites. you could put all your test data forms. I've been after Carbolite Seco for years. Let me put your test data forms on the internet. I've already got it working on my website where they could actually add that. You know, well, we're going to do it, 10 years later. But anyhow, not to be a complainer, because we hate complainers. But if you could have a website where you could list test reports and links to them and things like that, you know, then if a guy wants more information...
Well, if you copy the head of distribution talking about putting money with dollars in their pockets, which is why everybody does business, if you're just doing it with the individual sales guy, he might not be sending that up.
Send it up, yeah. Oh, I certainly agree.
If you copy the key player that just...
Yeah, it gives you more awareness that you're doing something for him.
He might even knock this guy, if the guy's numbers are down or something, he might say, hey, you know what? I saw $35,000 in cost savings come through from Seco.
Right.
How come you're not?
Yeah, getting more business out of there or whatever, yeah. Well, certainly communicating is in writing is something that every single sales guy that I know could be better at.